Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 11th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumos, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Gimel. Hamachil es poela v'sarchav, a person who gives his workers or his guests truma to eat. By accident, didn't realize it was truma. Then he finds out it's truma. Hu mishal misakaren, the employer has to, or the host, has to pay the principal amount, the value of the truma, like the din of a goyzel, like a person who steals. Behei mishalmin es achomish. But the actual people who ate the truma, the workers or the guests, they have to pay the chomish, the extra quarter, or we'll call a fifth. Why? Because chomish is only paid by the one who actually had benefit from it, eating it or drinking it or applying it on the body if it's oil. But the mazik, one who causes the damage, he doesn't cause the chomesh. We learn this from a pasuk. It says, ki yoichal, one who eats the kodesh, he has to add chomesh. This only one who eats it, not the one who's mazik, who caused the damage. So the employer caused the damage, he has to pay the damage, but he doesn't have to pay the chomesh. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachomim oimrim, heim meshalmin karen v'chomesh. They, the workers or the guests, the one who actually ate it, they have to pay both the karen and the chomesh, the principal and the chomesh, like a din of anybody who eats truma b'shogeg. However, the employer has to compensate for whom mishalim lehem demei sudosan, and the balabais, the employer has to pay them the value of the meal that he was meant to give them. What's the difference between Rabbi and the chachamim? According to Rabbi Meir, the host, or the employer, only pays the value of truma, because it's cheaper. Truma is always cheaper. So you give chulin to the value of that truma that he was that he gave his guests to eat. According to the chachamim, when the employer has to pay them, he doesn't give them the value of truma. He gives them the value of chulin, because he was meant to give them a proper meal that's chulin. And chulin is always more expensive than truma, as we've said many times. This is one way of learning, and that's how the Mefarshim learn the Mishnah, the Rosh and Bartanurim. From the Yerushalmi it appears, however, that even according to Rav Meir, the employer, when he pays them, he doesn't give the value of truma, but he gives actual chulin mesukonim. He pays proper chulin, which is more expensive. So what's the difference between Rav Meir and the Chachamim? The difference is, machlokes is, who has the obligation of payment of the karen? Rabbi Meir says the obligation is on the balabais. He's the one who had the obligation to pay for the meal in the first place. According to the chachamim, it's the poilim, it's the workers, because they only have it for them. It's only a debt that the employer owes them, and that debt can be paid with money. But the one who actually has to pay for the truma eaten is the one who ate it, according to the chachamim. That's how the Yerushalmi learns pshat. Mishnah Dalet. Hakoin of truma, v'lo yachol. What happens if a person steals truma, but doesn't eat it? Well, he has the din of a ganav. A ganav has to pay twice. Mishalim tashlumei kefil de truma. He simply pays the value, twice the value of the truma that he stole. Because, and which will be cheaper than chulin, because truma has less demand, only be eaten by the kohenim. What happens, however, achola? What happens if the ganav ate the truma by accident? Meshalim shnei karonim v'chomesh. He will have to pay two principals, twice the principal, v'chomesh, and add a chomesh as well. Keren v'chomesh min achol, and he has to pay the principal and a chomesh, and a fifth he has to pay from the cholin, from ordinary produce, which has already been trumad, it's already been tithed, maised, and trumad, and that's like the din of any person who eats truma by accident. And then he has to add another keren, the keren to make truma. He has to pay another amount, which is the value of the truma, like any ganav has to pay kefil. But what happens, ganav trumas hektish? Let's say he stole truma that was already hektish. That means that the kohen had taken his truma, the kohen used his truma, and donated it to the better guys. He declared it hektish. He says, I hereby declared hektish to better kabais. Vachola. And the ganav now stole it from the kohen and ate it. He stole it from the kohen's house, brought it in, only ate it. And now it comes out that he has done two isurim. He's eaten truma, but he's also had enough from hektish. Now, normally we have a principle. One isur cannot fall on another Isser. If it's already got one Isser, it can't have another Isser on it. Here, it has its Isser of Truma. So how come the Isser of Hakdash applies to it? And that's because we have a principle that there are certain exceptions where sometimes even another Isser can fall on the first Isser. One of those exceptions is when there is an additional Isser, when there's Isser Moisif, when the new Isser brings with it greater prohibitions. And here it does, it has greater prohibitions, because from the at the time it was Truma, it was only forbidden for eating for a non-Kohen. Kohenim, of course, could eat it. Once it was made Hekdesh by the Kohen, once it's made Hekdesh, then it's also to be eaten even by the Kohen. It goes to the temple treasury, they have to sell, they put it, they sell it to someone who wants to redeem it, but it's for Osir at this stage, even for a Kohen. So because it becomes Osir, even for a Kohen, that Isser of Hakdash will fall upon that food as well, upon that food. So the food now has in it two Isserim, Isser of Truma and Isser of Hakdash. What's the halacha if a person has a nav from Hakdash? We call it Moil B'Hakdash, and a person has to pay a Keren and a Chaimash, just like a person eats Truma B'Shagig. However, there is no kefil to be paid whenever there is Hakdash. So that's why the Mishnah says and concludes, Meshalim Shnei Chumshim, that the Ganav who ate this Truma of that was also Hakdash, will pay twice, two times the Chumash. One Chumash he'll have to pay like any person who eats Truma, B'Shagig. Another Chumash he eats because he has to pay because he had an off from Hakdash, and anyone who has an off from Hakdash has to pay Chumash. And on top of that, for Karen, he pays one Karen for the Hakdash. She'ein b'hekdesh tashlum kefil. Why doesn't he pay another can for the truma? No, you can't do that, because hekdesh can never have kefil applicable to it. When it steals from hekdesh, it's potter from kefil, it will only pay the keren principal amount. This is learnt from a pasuk where it says, Yeshalim shenayim l'ra'eho. It says in Mishpatim, he shall pay twice to his friend when a ganav pays. So we learn from here, to his friend, you pay ganav, the ganav pays to kefil, but not for Hakdash.